Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Our friend Craig Peters is due to call the program.
He might be busy. Might be walking to the refrigerator at this point.
He might be stowing his snow sculpting tools.
Yeah. Carrot Chop tomorrow. Actor Robert Patrick on Friday. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. I just retweeted something out. Yeah, we're working on a new date for our live show since it was canceled back in the fall. But we are working on a new date, so some people want to know that and just showed up. So I responded, so I'll say it on the air in case you're not on Twitter. Yeah, we're working on a new date for the live show. We'll let you know as soon as we nail that down.
Goat. We're going to need a goat.
Yeah, the goat. And I do like the drone with the sausage, but the drones make noise, though.
Not really.
They're pretty noisy.
Yeah. They're noisy, man.
Not if we put them out in the crowd.
That's noisy.
Could be hovering over the crowd.
And the crowd can't hear us.
Yeah, well, that's bonus.
Right.
How about we just have
they're
a sausage?
Paying to hear
How about
us,
we have
Todd.
A sausage? Yeah, they're paying to hear us, Todd. How about a sausage on a stick and push just holds it out to the... Well, he's busy with the goat.
Again, then Nick's right. That's going to distract the band.
Yeah.
Joe's there.
Oh, that's right.
And all of a sudden, we got no drummer on
that's
the band.
That's right. Blue House will see the sausage and go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
We could especially put Joe.
Just hang one
over Joe's head at the drums. The sausage just hangs there.
Keep him there.
Like a carrot in front of a horse, that kind of thing.
Yeah. We'd keep him at the drums.
I'll keep him at the drums.
Joe would walk off the end of the stage
exactly.
Following the sausage.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Live, the best snow sculpture in the world, from Cleveland, Ohio, Craig Peters.
We were just discussing your sculpting tools. What do you actually use?
Good morning, Scooby and Shag.
Do you use actual tools or just like mittens?
Those are done with gloves on.
Yeah. Okay.
Very nice, by the way.
Excellent.
I mean, I don't know who those
guys
are.
Well, you know... I'd like to remind you, the medium, it's snow.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
Understood.
Yeah.
It's snow. It's not granite. It's not marble.
Right.
It's snow.
Yeah, I'm guessing if you sat down with a pencil and a paper, you could really draw us and actually look like us. But I still liked it. I thought it was very clever, and I thought you were bored, and I appreciate it. I feel honored.
Have you worked with any marble or granite or clay?
Good.
Have you done that?
Well, first, let me go back to the snow Todd and the snow Tyler, which, by the way, has caused so many problems in the neighborhood this weekend. I cannot begin to tell you, which is why I'm calling, because it's snowballed, if you'll pardon the expression.
Yeah.
It's snow. Okay. Well, I told you, I have neighbors, of course.
Right.
The neighbor next door to me, great guy, cool guy. I said, hey, this is a Loggins Messina, right?
That's perfect. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I can see that.
I got another day. Carla thought it was Siegfried and Roy.
By the way, this is all up on our Facebook page. Yeah. If you want to check it out.
And Twitter.
And Twitter as well. Right.
Yeah. And Craig stuff, too.
And, and here's the problem. Yeah. Across the street, I have a neighbor, a sweet, sweet lady, a widow.
Mm-hmm.
A church lady, turns out, who from her second-story bedroom window can see down into the my backyard and could not wait to tell me how much she loved seeing my little statue of John the Baptist and young Jesus.
I thought the Jesus stuff, too, because there's a guy.
You know,
yeah,
we get that a lot.
Yeah, I thought that. John the Baptist and Jesus all the time. Yeah.
Oh, and it didn't stop there. She apparently she went to church that Sunday morning, you know, it's following Sunday morning, and mentioned it. And so I had people coming by from the church.
Oh my God!
And I'm not saying anything. I'm saying, yeah, for sure. That's, you know.
You should put a bucket out there, throw a few dollars in there, and you could have made some cash.
Yeah, I would like to see a video of this.
Well,
by.
Here's what happened. They were talking about stuff like that, and but thankfully, overnight more snow.
Oh.
So now it's just two giant mounds in my yard again.
That's pretty much what we are.
I thought it was very poetic. You know?
Eventually, we'll all be mounds two in your yard.
Mounds in my yard.
No, I like that. How long did that take you to do? Because piling up the snow and then actually doing the sculpture, I mean, I know you're an artist, but that probably was...
Well, the piling up the snow was not difficult because it's Cleveland and we got a foot.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
So, you know.
But the detail has to be difficult. You just have to have a knack for that, and none of us here do.
Yeah, so congratulations.
You don't have to be the Cleveland snow-blowing unicorn, do you?
Was that one block from my house.
Are you kidding
really?
Me? That guy was great.
I'm not kidding. That's
why we think it's you.
Yeah.
It is not me, but I suspect I know who it is.
That's great. You know who it is, man.
He knows the unicorn.
Well, if you know the neighborhood, it's there's a house on the end that has all the rainbow colors.
Got it.
Okay.
I thought it was great. I thought it was great.
Stands out.
It made my day.
Stands out because it looks like a house you would see, you know, because everyone else is brown or white or whatever, and this one just really stands out. So I suspect it's him.
All right. That's a pretty cool that you're that close to
And,
that.
Yeah, he does the whole block, goes down, goes up. Now, I do the same thing on my street with my snowblower. I don't. I make my son do it. But I make him wear one of my top hats.
Those top hats are pretty cool.
Yeah, they are.
You make them wear it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad you're not out there doing
it. Have pride in your work, son. Yeah. Have pride in your work. By the way, I was listening to you guys earlier.
Yeah.
As you know,
yeah.
I do. I have a solution to the Pete Rose problem.
Okay, what is it?
And I call it the Pete Rose problem. It's really any athlete who might be problematic to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
You know, okay, so you don't want to induct Pete Rose? Fine. Don't induct Pete Rose. Induct Charlie Hustle.
Oh, call him something different.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Give him a character name.
Induct them. Induct them by their sobriquet, which is a nickname.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I whatever the English for it is, you guys know.
Just say nickname.
I'm sorry. I get a little French sometimes.
Yes, you do.
But so you induct Charlie Hustle, because
yeah.
Pete Rose, obviously a human being prone to errors, you know, we wouldn't want that guy in there. But Charlie Hustle, who emboldens and makes us think of everything that baseball is great about and all that stuff.
I like that.
Charlie Hustle.
I like that.
That's my solution.
I like that.
I don't know. I don't know if Barry Bonds has a nickname, though.
Barry Big Head.
Yeah.
We could put Barry Big Head in
Big Head?
No, his feet and his head went back to normal size. He's off the roids now. Yeah. He's got normal size
head
anymore.
At the time, when he was at the height of his fame, right, he was Barry Big Head.
How you been, man? Everything good? You busy?
I got to be honest. The last couple of last weeks, I've been crying a lot. A lot of comedians dying off on us.
Now, did you? Tell us. This is a famous story that at least you made it famous on our show. It's pretty known that Louis was a gay man. Probably, obviously, he hit on you. Tell us that story.
Well, he didn't hit on me.
You walked off stage and
he liked me.
He liked you, exactly. This is when you were a young stud in the 90s, and what happened?
I'll tell you this right now. Probably half, between a quarter and a half of the comedians that I work with will fall in love with me at some point.
I can attest to that.
Most of the radio guys you're around, too.
That's a good point.
It's true.
Yeah.
Right. It happens all the time.
Right.
But yes, Louis and I do have a history. Of course, the biggest, most important part for me, when I was a young man back in the 80s, I met Louis and all the Minneapolis guys. He was part of the Minneapolis group up there. All brilliant comedians, Joel Madison, Jeff Cesario, Alex Cole.
Okay.
And they all kind of came down around the same time, and they were huge influences, definitely on me, on a lot of the KC comics.
Okay.
We played poker a lot, poker with Louis.
Oh,
Louis
cool.
was a great poker player.
Cool.
These were all night games after the shows and stuff. But the memory that will always be dearest to me is when I went out to L.A. the first time, I was in Lubbock, Texas, and this waitress and her boyfriend, who was a cook, they were moving out to L.A. and they needed another roommate. And they said, come with us. And I said, all right, I'll go. And so I move out to L.A., which wasn't even L.A. It was Ventura, which on the map, sure, that looks kind of like, oh, yeah, that's L.A. It's not. No, it's like an hour north.
It's an hour north. Okay, all right.
It's an hour north on the map. Driving time, it's like a day and a half.
Yeah. You got it.
All right.
So, not convenient. I eventually get an audition at the Comedy Store.
Okay.
And I go in, and Louis's there. And Louis sees me and goes, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit with Mitzi.
Yep.
Listen, with Mitzi Shore, the owner of the Comedy Store. You had to audition for her. Okay. And he goes, I'm going to sit with her during your audition so nobody bothers her.
Okay.
Which is a huge thing.
Yeah.
It's a huge, huge thing. Ask any comic how big a deal that is, and they'll tell you that's a huge deal.
Right.
And I went up and I did my time, and she said I had great potential, offered me a job working the door.
That's how they always do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I politely declined.
You don't want to be a doorman. You want to be a comic, right, at that point?
I was so stupid.
Oh. You're right, because the door guys got stage time from what I saw in that documentary, right?
Yeah, it had the potential of getting stage time, and just being there annoying. But I wanted to be out on the road.
Right.
And, I was an idiot. Honest. I was such an idiot. That's mistake number 47, if you want to look at my file.
But if you'd stayed a doorman for like 40 years, you could have had a podcast.
Yeah.
Guys, I would have been dead of a cocaine addiction if I had taken that job.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Did you see Louis on the road over the past 20-some years at all? Out and about at all?
Yeah, I opened for him here in Cleveland, in fact, at the Improv. It was one of the little dip times. He was doing some clubs and had me open for him, and it was great. It was, and this is before the Emmy and all that stuff,
That's
this is before his big second You know, and I was so glad to see him having the success that he had. He deserved it.
Yeah,
he really did.
That's
he
a sad story.
Everything you hear about him as a nice guy from other comics is true. He was a super supportive, a wonderful guy. He really was.
Did you have any run-ins from Saget? Did you work with Saget at all?
Oh, yeah. I opened for Bob Saget in Kansas City, and this was special because I'm from that part of the country.
Right.
And there were a lot of people from my hometown that came to see the show.
Right.
And not knowing, excited to see Bob Saget, of course.
Yeah.
Who they'd seen on television.
Right. Oh, they thought he was.
No idea.
Oh, they didn't know he was dirty.
These are people that have never set foot in a comedy club in their life.
Yep.
Much less, you know. Go out of town. Oh, all right. Maybe I guess we'll go to the city. You know. So just watching the looks on their faces as their, you know, ideas of television comedy are destroyed right in front of their eyes.
Yes.
The nice thing that came out of it, though, is they all came up and goes, "Thank you for being so clean." Which I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm not clean.
No, you're not clean.
I'm not clean. But if, you know, Bob Saget, well, I guess I would come off as the cleaner of the two.
That's so true. Are you missing it? Have you done any stage time? I know you've been doing some art and everything like that, and obviously COVID, you know, it messed up a lot of stuff, and you don't really want to go out in this. But have you been out at all, at least down in Cleveland somewhere?
Well, the way the universe has been killing off comedians,
right.
I'm staying home.
Yeah. It is kind of strange, man.
But, you know what? Here's the thing. Like I said, the universe has been killing off comedians for quite some time now.
Yeah. That's true.
And you're just now only noticing because they're coming after yours.
Right. Oh, you're right. And it was back to back. Two.
You didn't cry when Bob Hope died.
Well, he was 100 when he finally kicked.
Yeah, man. But he wasn't of our generation.
No,
you know,
right.
These guys
right,
are
you know.
Our
oh, that's
generation.
Exactly right. That's right. It's like rock stars that are dying.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Right.
Yep.
Your comedians are dying.
Right. That's how it hits.
That's a little
closer to home.
That's a great point. That's a great point, Craig.
Speaking of, you guys were yesterday talking about because I listen all the time. Mm-hmm. You were talking about people that have been ignored by the Rock Hall.
Yes, you live right there by the Rock Hall, right?
Yeah, I'm. It's just down the street.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you, that Baker Mayfield plays the music way too loud.
Yeah, that's my favorite commercial.
You know, he lives in the stadium. You know,
I know, and
he walks in the stadium.
And what? Alice Cooper lives at the Rock Hall, and that's one of the best commercials.
If you
man.
Watch the commercial, Alice lives in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Everyone in Cleveland has been sworn to swear. Baker Mayfield lives in the stadium. Yes, it's true.
They want him out of that stadium, though, don't they? Because they didn't. They lost. They're not playing right now.
No. I don't even want to go there. It's everyone's healing right now. Okay.
Yeah, but
just let them heal.
But you're a Kansas City Chief boy. Come on, you got to be happy.
Yes, I am. Oh, yeah. Yes, I was. Oh, but you know what? I love Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo is one of my favorite cities. I had one of my best shows ever in Buffalo. I had a perfect show in Buffalo.
All right.
You know, every comedian gets three perfect shows. And that was one of mine. And so, yeah, it was very exciting. What a game. You know, obviously got to change that rule.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they should make it harder. I think, like, if you go into overtime, mm-hmm. you know, no shoes.
That's a good idea.
You are thinking. You're
second,
thinking
like
that.
Second overtime,
yep.
No helmet.
Oh, I like these ideas.
Oh, so we're gradually losing.
Third overtime. Naked.
Oh, okay. It's strip football.
Yeah. Yeah. Every overtime you get, you lose some equipment.
I like the shoes first because it wouldn't be too cold at all. And then the helmet and then naked, huh? All right. Okay.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Like shoeless in Kansas City over the weekend. Would have been perfect.
I've been shoeless in Kansas City, my friend.
All right. So you got any more snow sculptures ready to go?
Well, I said, I have two big mounds of snow coming up. And it has to be the right temperature.
Yeah.
So I think Tuesday we might hit the right tip. Right now, I have two frozen Todd and Tyler's in my backyard right now.
It can't be too cold. And then the snow isn't wet enough to manipulate.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very temperamental. And so, I'm going to be coming up with some surprises there. Maybe some of the Rock Hall ignorees, I call them, not nominees. They Rock Hall ignorees. People are ignored from the Rock Hall. You guys have some, of course. You know, someone comes to mind, you say right away, someone comes to mind who's being ignored.
They're totally ignored. There's a ton of bands that should be in there that aren't. Right. Exactly.
A ton.
And people in there that shouldn't be.
Harry Nilsson.
Yeah, right. Harry Nilsson. Of course, he should be in there. Right. Now, if you actually did a statue of Harry Nilsson, nobody would know who the hell that is.
I could tell people this statue is Harry Nilsson, and they would okay, sure. In fact, I will. I'm going to
do for your religious neighbor. Why don't you go back and sculpt a big devil out there and see what happens then.
Yeah, we did that on Halloween.
Yeah. Try this. Put the young Jesus and John the Baptist in a compromising position.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing.
We could pose.
Yeah.
that's it.
That's what I was thinking. Exactly what I was thinking.
Pretty compromising if you're in this small town, baby.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, man. Take care of yourself, all right?
I miss you guys.
Miss you too, Craig.
I miss the days when you'd send your goons in the middle of the night.
Yep. Get your ass. Get
7
your,
in the morning for get, a comedian, by the way.
Get your ass.
Blindfold me and you'd bind our hands and feet and you'd throw us in a car and drive us to some anonymous bland building outside of Omaha and you'd and forced to endure your third degree. I miss that.
We'll get back
and
to
we
that.
We miss doing it too.
Get your ass in town and get in the studio with us soon, all right?
All right. I love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Love you,
see you, Craig.
Bye.
Craig Peters. Yep. You do fall in love with him. Yep.
You can't help it.
You can't help it. Exactly. I love that. I thought those things looked a little bit like Jesus, but I'm thinking it wouldn't be two Jesus, so who's the other one? I'm not a religious guy, so it'd be John the Baptist, right, Craig?
Of course.
Did John the Baptist look a lot like Jesus?
Of course.
All right.
Did he?
White with a beard?
Did they get confused for each other all the time?
I don't know.
Two brothers?
Or was Jesus played by twins in the movie, and that might be both of them standing side by side?
I think that's more like that.
The Jesus twins?
Yeah, in the documentary.
Yeah. Documentary.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.